Nikita Koloff, the Russian nightmare, no, the devil's nightmare, here from It's Time to Man Up, challenging men to step into their true manhood. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
The Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. And we are trying to spread this Word, this very Word of God, all over the world. And there's a wonderful partner that is helping us do that. And we're helping them do that. We're working together. It's called the Bible League. And I'm with Michael Woolworth right now. Michael, it's always a pleasure, brother, to connect with you and to be a part of what you're doing, man. Good to talk to you.
Well, it's our 85th year of ministry, Stu. You know, we reach about 4,000 people a day. We train about 400 every single day to share Jesus with others. And about every 3.5 hours, a new church is planted with a little help from Bible League around the world. But, Stu, we could not do it without wonderful listening families like Truth Network. So thanks for years of working together. The result is that thousands and thousands of Bibleist believers now have God's Word in their own language. They're using those Bibles, Stu, to make much of God and to point others to Him. And we're back, we're back right now to looking at blessing 3,500 Bibleist believers around the world with what they're praying for, and that is a Bible. So thanks for a few moments to let your listeners know what God is doing and to invite them to be a part of it.
It'd be awesome to ring in the Reformation Day, the 31st, with 3,500 Bibles from the Truth Network, from our Truth Talk listeners all over the country. Our wonderful affiliates carry this show, and once in a while, we do a little give back with a wonderful ministry partner like yourself to invite listeners to give. Hey, they've been taking in, they've been fed the Word on these great outlets, on the different programs that are on the station that you are listening to right now. How about spending $5, the cost of a latte, although they're getting more expensive every time, but, the cost of, one coffee could put a Bible in the lives of someone that could save their soul, could change their life. Michael, give us the perspective on that, will you?
Yeah, let me tell you how this unfolds, because, this ought to be of comfort to your listeners. You know, Bible League, now in our 85th year of ministry, we never go into a village somewhere, let's say in China or deep in the heart of Africa, and say, Bibles, anybody? For all 3,500 believers that we're, praying that we can get them a Bible, we know them by name. The soil has been worked. They've come to saving faith. We develop Bible studies all over the world, Stu, and people invite others. Come learn about Jesus. It's the Gospel of John and Christianity 101, the basics, right? How is Jesus both God and man? What's it mean to die to self and put on Jesus? When the Lord says, hey, if you want to be great in this kingdom, you learn to serve. And so they come through this Bible study. It's a multi-week study, about 8 to 12 weeks in length. And then at the end of that, as they come to saving faith, we provide them a Bible in their own language at a level they can understand. Why? Because, number one, they have no access to the Bible. We think about communist China. They've made it, basically illegal to go online to try to order a Bible. You can't do that in a place like communist China. And, deep in the heart of Africa, they don't have big box retailers or Christian bookstores or an Amazon to drop a box of Bibles in their village. So that's where Bible League comes in. And, Sunu, this is kind of how this plays out around the world. Let me take you to Madagascar, Africa. This is the island nation that's just off the southeastern part of that continent. Let me tell you about a woman by the name of Lally. What's her story? The village witch doctor. She lived many, many years in spiritual darkness. She was the spiritual advisor in her village. People would come to her, and she would engage in sorcery, black magic, voodoo, all of that spiritual darkness, right? But, Stu, somebody had invited her to come learn about Jesus. She went, not because she was really interested, but she thought, okay, maybe that's one more thing I can throw in my my tool belt of witchcraft. But as she would unfold, see the gospel unfold before her eyes and ears, she would come to realize what? She's a sinner, and there's no other name under heaven by which to be saved. So she became a follower of Jesus Christ. She led her family to Jesus, but the story does not end there. Stu, she would go to literally dozens of families that she misled through witchcraft, and she presented the gospel to them. She urged them to follow Jesus, and today I can tell you, in a very remote part of Madagascar, Africa, 400 people have come to place their faith in Jesus Christ. Now, listen, I don't always wake up thinking about what God is doing in Madagascar, Africa, but He has not forgotten. He has not forgotten, right? I love to say, you know, Jesus in John 4 says, "What if I be lifted up, I'll draw the nations to myself." So, Stu, we're asking your listeners to do today what these new Christians in Madagascar and all around the world, to do what they cannot do for themselves, and that is to put the Bible into their hands and into their hearts today. And that's where Truth Network listeners come in.
Well, it's only $5 to send a Bible. You can send 100 for 5 times 100. That's $500. You can send 50. $50 will send 10 of those things.
Bibles.
Fact that we even have the Bible in these languages is remarkable. You have it interpreted in these different African dialects, Asian dialects. Where's the concentration of these Bibles going at this point, Michael? Where's the greatest need?
Well, you know, if you follow Barna Research, they'll tell us what. Growth here in America, it's stunted. Our prayers of that changes. But here's where it's happening in record numbers. Stu, it's in Latin America. Number two is the continent of Africa. Number three is the region of Asia. This is where people are coming to place their faith in Jesus Christ, really with great surgency. And I can admit, as a ministry, again, now in our 85th year, we struggle to keep up with the great need. Again, that's where your listeners come in. You know, we just mentioned this story from Madagascar. They need the Bible in the Malagasy language. And that's where Bible League is uniquely positioned to get the Bible in the language at a level they can understand. Again, it happens, as you say, at $5 a Bible. $100 sends 20. $500 sends 100. And then right now, during this month, Stu, we want to bless 3,500 Bibleist believers. By the time we hit Reformation Day, we want to see 3,500 Bibles on their way. And we have friends in another part of the country that want to double every single gift. So a Bible for Bible match. Two ways to get involved today, calling this number, 800-YES-WORD. That's 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD. Or just click the Bible League banner. You can find that at truthnetwork.com. That's truthnetwork.com. Stu, I know that's a big number, 3,500 times 5, but I can tell you if there's a group that can get it done, it's the Truth Network listening family.
Well, I'm gonna do it myself when I can get my chubby little fingers on the thing, and I'll just either call or I'll just go online and I'll hit that truthnetwork.com link. You've made it easy, and I personally give every time we do one of these campaigns, and I just get excited at the thought that I may be in heaven one day and someone from a complete different world, culture, ethnicity, language, skin tone, whatever, was going to walk up to me and say, "Hey, I'm not sure who you are, but I just, with my new sanctified, glorified body, I made a connection that you help me one day, these guys at this place called the Bible League," which sounds like a minor league baseball team or something. "You gave $5, and I'm here because I read that book. It was the book of God. It was the map to heaven." So, friends, you can support this. We can give a Bible to someone who doesn't have one through the Bible League. They're a legitimate 501c3 nonprofit group. Every penny goes to a nonprofit. I mean, it's a tax write-off. If you're looking for a tax write-off, someone may want to write a $2,000 check. Someone might want to run a lot bigger check than that. It's not our money anyway. Let's give to eternity. Can you think of a better investment than investing in the souls of men and women and children? But children that will be raised in a home where the Bible is read. That's just, Michael, that's just beautiful. It gives me chills to think that you can impact the legacy of a child, a grandchild, a great-grandchild, just by sharing the word, saying yes to the word. And that is the phone number. Michael, give it one more time. Give us the final parting challenge to all of our wonderful listeners.
Well,
so many people listening have been very gracious and generous. I want to say thank you to them too.
Well, let me say this. God is bringing whom? Witch doctors, former jihadists, sinners like you and me to himself. And as you say, what a great investment to send them exactly what they're praying for, and that is a Bible, right? Stu, you've been a great friend of Bible League. Listeners, you've been incredibly kind to us over many, many years. And our prayer, again, is by the time we reach the end of October, that we can say to these 3,500 Bibleist believers, hey, God's Word, it's coming, it's on its way. And you can do that at $5 a Bible, every gift match today, regardless of size. Two ways to get involved, 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD. 800-YES-WORD. That's 800-YES-WORD. Or just click the Bible League banner. You can find that at truthnetwork.com. Stu, God bless you, and thanks for a few minutes to put this before your listeners today.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, listeners. Truthnetwork.com is a website, and thank you for all of our great affiliates of Truth Talk.
This is the Truth Network.